Thank you, Tom. And thank you again for inviting me to share with you once again. Now I will begin by sounding the gong and asking for just a few moments of quiet. Several years ago, I had a significant vision dream. It was one of those vision dream experiences that left me puzzled, mystified, and intensely moved. And the experience of that dream never left me. The dream vision occurred about 2 years before my mother died. I had been going back and forth to Vermont to aid my sisters and brothers, always wondering and never knowing if my visit would indeed be the last time I saw my mother alive. The evening of my vision dream was Holy Thursday evening, and I remember it well because, as Tom mentioned, I was a liturgical director as well as the pastoral associate at St. Joseph's Church. And the Triduum was indeed the busiest time of the year for me. My dream was very short. It was in the twilight of sleep, and that is why I do not know if it was a dream or a dream vision. But the dream went like this. I saw a woman sitting at the edge of a cliff. I went and sat beside her and recognized that she was my mother. She looked at me and she said, "I am dying." I replied, "I know, and that is why that I am here, so I can be with you." As we were sitting together in silence, I noticed four beings of light coming from the four directions of the world. She said to me, "Look, they're coming to get me." And I said, "I know. Go with them." And suddenly we saw a large bird with the most exquisite and brilliant colors that I have ever seen. I could not even begin to describe the depth, magnitude, breadth, intensity of the colors. And I could not identify the bird because it was nothing that I had ever seen. And the woman, my mother, bowed her head, and I knew that she was dead. But as I looked at her, she was no longer my mother. She was Sister Francois, a dear soul friend I had lived with for over 25 years. And then her image left me, and she became every woman. I heard noise behind me, and I got up. My sisters and brothers came to tell me my mother was dead. And I said to them, "I know. Let me tell you how she died." They said, "We don't have time. We have to plan the funeral." So other friends came and joined me and offered their condolences. And I said to them, "Let me tell you how she died." They said, "We don't have time. We are planning the reception after the funeral." Then I awoke. I was mystified. I got up and went and sat in my prayer room and stayed there the rest of the night. I couldn't speak. I couldn't think. I could only stay with the experience, the beings of light and the vivid colors of the bird. And I felt an inner energy I had never felt before. That energy got me through the Triduum with little or no fatigue. I tried to share the experience, but no one seemed to be able to grasp the significance of the dream, and neither could I. But it would never leave me. It was not a pre-knowing of my mother's death, because she lived another 2 years, so I knew it wasn't that. About 2 years later, I was attending a conference with Meg Wheatley called the Women of the Willing Disturbance at Mercy Center in Burlingame, California. On Sunday morning of that weekend conference, the last session, she asked out of the blue, "Does anybody have a significant dream?" My hand went up, and before I knew it, what I was doing, I was sharing my dream in front of 50 other people. That was very uncharacteristic of me. I have no idea what compelled me to share the dream. Everyone listened intensely, and Meg Wheatley said, "Suzanne, that is a universal dream. Write it down and do not lose it. Its significance will continue to manifest itself in your life, and you must share your dream." About 4 years later, I was involved in a program, a study program with Dr. Alexander Shaya, again at Mercy Center, but this time in Auburn, California. It was sponsored by the Bread of Life, and there I met Jean Holston, who teaches contemplative dialogue, and Sandra Lomason, an incredible spiritual director from Bread of Life. As part of the weekend, we were taught and encouraged to make soul collages. Each month, as I pondered over hundreds of pictures that lay before me, I would be attracted to pictures of pillars of light or light of any type and unusual birds with bright colors. I felt compelled to recreate my dream in soul collage. I stayed and prayed with the images, and new insights kept coming to me. As the 2-year program came to a close, I came to the stark realization that the universal woman was me. I was quite literally experiencing death and simultaneously experiencing resurrection. A couple years later, I had another experience, but this time it was part of my centering prayer practice. One of the core passages that guides our centering prayer practice is from Matthew. When you pray, go into your secret room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So I use that prayer to guide me into that deep place of being. But this time something unusual happened. Once I had closed the door to all outside distractions and began to settle in, another door opened beneath me, and I was thrust into the universe in a free fall. I remember being surprised that I did not feel fear, but I felt immense curiosity about how and where I would land. Suddenly, I was floating toward Earth and saw beneath me a lush meadow and knew this is where I would land, and I knew I would be safe. Suddenly, a gong sounded and the time of prayer was over. I was amazed. And the next morning, it must have been a Saturday because this is the Sunday morning prayer, I was praying with Thomas Merton's book, A Book of Hours, and it was the Sunday morning prayer that I read from his opening hymn that really got to me, because this is what it says. Quote Thomas Merton, When psalms surround me with their music, and antiphons turn to rum, the spirit sings. The bottom drops out of my soul, and from the center of my cellar, love, louder than thunder, opens a heaven of naked air. New eyes awaken. I totally identified with this hymn, for that is what I experienced in my previous day's meditation. It felt as if the bottom of my soul dropped out, and love louder than thunder opened a heaven of naked air. Now, I share these stories this morning not because I think they are unique or even special. I share these stories because I believe that each of you have similar stories of movements away from this world as we know it to another world, more real and more dynamic than this one. And I believe we must share these stories in order to create a new story. We have studied so much about different levels of consciousness. We now know the difference between states of consciousness and stages of consciousness. Now, it is time for us to begin to tell our stories coming from these different levels of consciousness. Many of us share some stories from the spiritual realms of our being with our spiritual director or our soul friends. That is good. This morning, I am going to ask you to take a risk and share some of your experiences from higher levels of consciousness with those gathered at your table. I will sound the gong and ask you to come to a place of deep quiet inside. Then I will sound the gong again and ask you to share at your tables, either by responding to the stories I shared or sharing some stories of your own. You will have from now until the lunch break. Be aware of others in your groups and keep your story short enough so that everyone who wants to share will have an opportunity to do so. I ask you not to respond to the stories. This is not a dialogue. This is a sharing and a listening. After you have heard a story, I recommend you have a moment of silence to allow the story to enter into you. And then someone else may begin. I will sound the gong about 5 minutes to ten to let you know you have five more minutes. And then I will sound the gong three times to let you know it's lunchtime. Our lunch break has occurred. So I will sound the gong and invite you to take a few moments of silence. And then I encourage you to begin your sharing. Again, it is not a dialogue. It is a sharing of story. You have 5 more minutes. So anyone who hasn't yet shared and feels they'd like to share, please do so. Before you leave, take a few moments, just a moment, to tune into yourself and just ask yourself, what was it like for me to share from a different dimension this morning, if you were able to do that? What was it like to listen as others shared from a different dimension? And as you get up to leave, just look around at your table and give everybody a namaste in thanksgiving for their sharing.